of it.
Hello?
Hi, Debbie. This is Bea. We have not had the pleasure of meeting, but you've spoken with my assistant, Alex, a few times.
Hold on. What's your name?
My name is Bea. I work with Alex. We're in the process of
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet. But Alex is kind of filling me in that you guys need a little bit more time. So I just wanted to give you an update on what I was able to arrange. Is
okay.
Now an okay time?
Yeah. I'm going to take a little break.
Well, I know you guys are working very hard, and, you know, my heart goes out to your husband. I know that he hasn't been feeling well, and what a time to catch a cold. So I know it's crazy for you guys. So our partner, Andrew, he is literally, I just spoke to him, walking into the attorney's office to sign for our end of the buying. Now, he's also going to be the one to meet up with you guys to get the key. I spoke with him since he's the one signing the document for our purchase. I wanted to make sure that he knew what was going on and what he was comfortable with. The feedback that I got is he actually has to go look at a few other properties for us this afternoon and evening. He was wondering if you guys would be done moving out at about 7 o'clock tonight.
We can, hopefully. Well, it depends on how long we're going to be at the closing, but we can probably take what we haven't got and put it on the front porch and come back and get it, if that's okay.
Yeah, that would be totally fine. And I mean, what's really going to happen in that situation, Debbie, is he's going to go and meet up with you, and he just wants to make sure that we get the key handed off so that you don't have to take it to the attorney's office with you. That way, when you're done signing, you can still go to the property and get access to it. You know, when you guys get back to the property, there's still things that need to be moved out. Of course, he's a very nice guy. I'm sure he'll give a little bit of time. But is there anything in the property that you guys don't want that you're trying to move out?
Which mean? No. What is it? Forrest, he said that if there's anything we didn't want, that we could leave it here, but he's going to have a dumpster, and they would dump
right.
it. Yeah, we've got one room of stuff.
Okay.
Not the whole room, but we've been putting stuff we don't want in one room, so it's all in one place. Because he said that if there's anything we didn't want, that just leave it, and they will take it out.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. We really appreciate you consolidating it.
Well, it might be, I think there's some in our living room, but I'm thinking it's like going to be all over the house. It's going to be, most of it's in one room
awesome.
So far.
How many more rooms do you feel that you have to pack out?
Well, we got a little bit in every room. We got all the big stuff out. This is just little stuff that we're deciding go or no.
Right. Oh, yeah, I hear you. It's always the little things that you don't realize are so much, right?
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, my husband and I have been trying to do this all by ourselves. My children, you know, they all work, and I hate bothering them. And they kept saying, Mama, let us help. And next thing I know, we got so overwhelmed, I just sat down and started crying because it's so much. You know, I didn't realize I had so much junk.
Yeah. I mean,
so they
and when you have
diligently helping us when we got off work and stuff. So
that's nice.
God for that. I just wish I'd let them do it Monday.
Yeah.
Or we could have been out of here today.
Well, do you think that 6 hours is enough time for you to get out today?
I don't know. Rodney, do you think 6 hours is going to be enough for us to get out of here today?
Yeah.
It's close, huh? He says it has to be.
All right.
Maybe my kids can stay here and put stuff on the porch for us to come back and get.
Okay.
Because we got a moving truck full.
Yeah.
Of all
well,
the
that
big
would
things.
Be the best situation is if we can But, you know, once I'm going to still set it up for Andrew to meet up with you guys at 7 at the house. That way you guys can meet, and you know, if anything else needs to be worked out, it would probably be best to do it face-to-face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on in there? Somebody must be messing with my granddaughter. She's scary. They must have found a fake spider or something, and they're scaring her. I guarantee you that's what it is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it sounds like you're having fun, though.
Now she's laughing. What's that? I'm sorry. They're in the other room over here. I'm in here in the back of the library. There's a smile.
That's okay. It sounds like you guys are all having fun.
I don't know. We've been pretty serious in here. That's the first thing. They probably needed that.
Yes. Sounds like it. Well, Deborah.
And what are you thinking? I'm sorry. I didn't hear all of it because they were making noise.
No, that's okay. What I'm going to do, because I do think the best thing is, let's set it up for 7 p.m. You guys can at least get to meet each other, get in front of each other. You know, I would just say do the very, very best that you can. Whatever your children are willing to help with as well, we would appreciate that. And then when 7 o'clock comes, you know, we'll just take it as it comes.
Okay. So you say he'll be here at this house at 7?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So he's not at closing?
He's signing right now. He's at the attorney's office.
Oh, he's already taken care of his part.
Yes, yeah, and so that's why he didn't want to delay it a day, just because he's we're actually signing before you guys are. So
is it because he's afraid we might do something to the house?
Oh, you know, it does sound crazy, but
legally it'll be their house after we sign today. I know that, but we would do nothing to. This house will be just like it was when they fought, when Forrest came through it.
I hear you, and I completely, completely understand, Deborah. Now, I've seen some crazy things. One
really?
Crazy thing being that somebody on the day of signing burned down their house. So,
no! Are you
yes.
kidding me?
No,
we're
know.
Not that kind of people. Trust, we
oh,
are not that
you
crazy.
Don't sound even like in like a hair's width that crazy. So,
oh my gosh, I can't believe that. What is wrong with people?
I mean, it's so crazy. And so just because we've had that experience, you know, there's just certain protocols that we have to follow. But like I said, like, let's aim for 7. Let's all just do our best, like do what we can. And
right.
then 7 p.m. as it comes. But being face-to-face is probably going to be a little bit more helpful and work in y'all's favor, if you know what I mean.
Okay, because promise me, we would do nothing to this house. This is
I believe you.
This is my home that I've had for 38 years. I've raised my children in it. My kids have left, come back with their families, and my grandkids have lived here with us. I mean, this is a very sentimental home.
Aww.
Very. I can't believe I'm leaving it, but I am.
Yeah. I think that's so wonderful that you did let your kids come help. What a nice memory to end with.
If I just would you call it pride or something? No, not really pride, because my kids all work hard. And, you know, I just hate for them to have to come here and work. My one daughter, she worked all day yesterday, my oldest, and she came here last night trying to help us so hard. And she didn't leave till 1 o'clock this morning.
Well,
I've got good kids, you know, and
Deborah,
I love them.
You know, I am not a mother, but I am a daughter, and the older I get, the more and more and more I want to give to my mother, the more I want to take care of her and help. And so I think it's great that you're just allowing them to give that back to you.
Yeah, my daughter's like, you're not honest. We've been volunteering. We've been trying to get you to let us help. And then when it hit me, and I just got all upset, and I just sat down and cried a minute. She said, "Mama, no, it's not a bottle of tubs." So.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to do our best but we're going to have to stop here for a little while and get dressed and go to closing.
Right. It should not take more than 30 minutes at the attorney's office to sign everything. So that's a relatively quick process. I don't know how far you guys are from the
About 45 minutes.
That'll be a chunk of time for you guys, for sure. But if the kids can help, anything you guys can do, we really, really appreciate. And like I said, we're trying to do everything that we can on our end.
I'm sorry. We were really trying hard to be out of here. But some circumstances just didn't work out. My poor husband, he worked 6 minutes. It just, I don't know. We didn't really have time to, hey, baby. My great-grandson.
Debbie, things happen. We know that. We completely understand. We appreciate all your hard work. And like I said, let's just work for 7 o'clock, and we'll take 7 o'clock when it comes and see what we need to do.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bea. I appreciate it.
Of course. Well, you guys go try to enjoy some of these final moments together in your home.
Yeah, working.
There's some laughter in there.
Oh, yeah, there is. And my little great-grandson, he's just walking around. He's 2 years old and just as sweet as he want to be. He's not getting into nothing. And he's just walking around all of us and talk to us every now and then.
How sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, I got two great-grandsons. One started kindergarten this year. His brother started kindergarten. Okay, I'll go. I need to get back to work, and I probably going to have to start getting ready to go. Look at what time is it. I don't know what time it is.
About one.
Oh,
so you've got a little bit of time.
Okay. All right, dear. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Absolutely.
And we're going to do the best we can with this for 7 o'clock.
I know you guys are going to do great.
Okay, well, thanks again, and I'll talk to you later, I guess.
All right, thank you, Debbie.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.